Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Lee Houston and David Bird in the house. And unfortunately tonight, because baseball done decided to take over. Hockey, excuse me. Done decided to take over. Done decided. Yes, I said it. Done decided to take over. We out of luck for our wrestling goes. But don't worry. You still got the good old WWE Network on Peacock. You got YouTube and all that good stuff. In the meantime. Yeah. By the way, unlike your regular broadcast, Raw, SmackDown stuff, it's like 90 minutes. The whole show. So. You miss Raw, you miss SmackDown, and you want to watch the whole thing? The best bet is stick with Peacock.
Yeah,
because Hulu is 90 minutes of it.
90 minutes of each show.
Mm-hmm.
On NXT, which is also on Hulu, you can watch the entire show.
Yeah,
it's not just 90 minutes like Raw and SmackDown. And if you also miss Dark Side of the Ring, you can also watch that on Hulu as well.
Yeah. I can't wait till the next episode tomorrow on Vice. I like the season. It's pretty good. I like Dark Side of the Ring altogether because it gives you insight from their point of view. We used to see one side of it. You can go behind the curtain, if you will. And they'll tell you their side of it. In fact, let me ask you a question. The Montreal Screwjob, where were you that night?
I was home watching the show.
Yeah. I like the backgrounds. I like the background stories. Because they tell you what happened behind that screen, the backstage and everything else. Unfortunately for me, I had to wait till Raw Monday because I couldn't afford pay-per-view at the time. So I had to wait till everybody else finding out that Bret Hart got screwed. I had to wait till Monday. But what you didn't see on the tape towards the very end, Bret Hart's backwards air paints, if you will, the words WCW. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do that country laugh, like that goofy laugh, but it didn't work. But anyway, Bret Hart writes the WCW sign backwards, and from there on he goes to WCW. Anyway, the point is, you get their point of view. It's my favorite episode of Dark Side of the Ring, the Montreal Screwjob. You get Shawn Michaels' point of view. You get Bret Hart's point of view. I don't think Shawn Michaels is on there. But you get everybody's point of view at the time. It's a Dark Side of the Ring. My point is, Dark Side of the Ring is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the first episodes from the first season. Right now, they're currently on season 3.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of shows, we are rapidly approaching NXT TakeOver Halloween Havoc, and this Thursday is Crown Jewel.
Yeah, tomorrow. In fact.
Yes, tomorrow's Crown Jewel, 12 noon.
Now, help me, how do I pronounce this right here? Rahad, or how you pronounce that?
I don't know, because I have trouble pronouncing it myself.
It's going to be in Rahad, Saudi Arabia, or Raida, Saudi Arabia, at the King Adubu Center, excuse me. The King Adubu Center on the boulevard. Those of you who are actually in Saudi, you guys can check that out over there. Meanwhile,
it's a nice stadium, yeah. By the way. I saw pictures of them setting up the show yesterday. It's a beautiful stadium. It's a new stadium. It hasn't been around that long.
Yeah. It's supposed to be the King Fahad Center, and they moved it to the King Abdubu Center. I can't wait for that. And I remember the first pay-per-view of Crown Jewel. I believe the Crown Prince was there.
Yes, he was in 2018.
That's kind of
the first Crown Jewel.
That was very stupid of WWE to put him on the front row. I mean, this is the Crown Prince, you know. Security reasons, I would...
Actually, he chose to sit in the front row.
Oh, okay. Because I would have put him in the skybox or something for his safety or something like that. Everybody don't like the Prince, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would have put him on the skybox, load him with security, he good to go. They chose to sit in the front row, that's interesting.
Yeah, first and foremost, you gotta run down the match card.
Yes, sir.
We do know both the King of the Ring finals and the Queen of the Ring, they call it Queen's Crown finals, will both take place. Xavier Woods will face Finn Balor in the finals. Also in the finals, you have Zelina Vega versus Doudrop. Me personally, I think Shayna Baszler should have dominated that damn tournament and won. Poor booking.
I don't see her Queen of the Ring material.
I don't care, but the fact that they are not using Shayna Baszler to her full potential is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, a small part of me is not surprised. But yeah, that's to me, that's just booking malpractice that she's not in the finals. But anyway, moving on. We have the street fight, no holds barred, Goldberg versus Bobby Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
We both know both the Universal and WWE titles will be on the line. Big E will face Drew McIntyre, which is strange because Drew McIntyre's on SmackDown. You got a Raw guy. See, this is why I say this draft stuff is pointless. Because you got SmackDown guys wrestling Raw guys. Anyway, you have Drew McIntyre. My point is, McIntyre, who's now on SmackDown, will face Big E, who's on Raw, the WWE champion, by the way. Of course, Roman Reigns will defend the Universal Championship against Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Triple threat match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Becky Lynch will defend against Raw's Bianca Belair and SmackDown's Sasha Banks.
So,
strange.
What happens if Drew McIntyre wins?
Exactly my point. I don't know what they're going to do.
You can't have two champions on the same show. But speaking of champions, this Roman Reigns is dangerous. This Roman Reigns will beat the holy high hell out of Brock Lesnar.
We'll see about that. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget Mustafa Ali will also face Mansoor in a singles match. RK-Bro will defend the Raw tag team titles against AJ Styles and almost in a rematch from SummerSlam. Am I missing any matches? There's about 8 or 9 matches on that card.
We have our women's match somewhere in there.
I believe the Raw Women's Championship is on the line too.
Hmm.
I think so. NXT TakeOver Halloween Havoc will air Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next Wednesday. No, Tuesday, excuse me. Instead of a regular NXT, they're actually going to have a TakeOver on free TV.
Hmm.
So this will be the second NXT TakeOver Halloween Havoc to air on USA. Of course, you all remember last year. Of course, championships will be on the line. We know Tommaso Ciampa will face Braun Breaker. Or Breaker, if I'm saying it right, I might have butchered his name for the NXT title. Raquel Gonzalez will defend the NXT Women's Championship against Mandy Rose. And, what is her name? Io Shirai and, Jesus, I don't remember her tag team partner's name. They're going to defend the NXT Women's Tag Team title in a ladder match. I didn't catch the entire, NXT show. I saw bits and pieces of it, but they're going to defend their women's title in a ladder match. Which is a first. It's never been done before. A tag team women's ladder match. So that's going to be a first.
Yes, sir. It should be interesting. I got to pause you, David.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing that.
I got to pause you and let you know. Tonight's episode brought to you by, like I had my people. Hang on a second here. These are our people, man. We got to treat them right. Hang on a second here. We got to treat our people right, man. Okay. These episodes brought to you. Hey, come on, now. There you go. Okay. Y'all forgive me one second. All right. Today's episode brought to you by Back Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-71 backup. BAKUP. 888-712-2587. Back deliveries and more.com. Back deliveries and more.com. And put the D in delivery. 888-778. Ah, y'all, pardon me. I'm all over the place. 888-712-2587. 888-712-2587. There you go. They put the D in delivery. If you have a CDL license and you can drive trucks, call them up and you're going to get paid big time. And speaking of getting paid, somebody's going to get fined around here. Because I were on the street over the weekend. Rhea Ripley lost her championship and her luggage. Most importantly, lost her championship. That's a no-no.
You know, it's not the first time the wrestlers actually walk a tightrope.
Oh, no.
She joins that list of wrestlers.
Who,
well, I didn't think she walked it like she had it stolen, but it was different.
Well, hopefully she can recover it. But it was stolen this past over the weekend. And I'm pretty sure by now Vince has heard about it. Definitely. It happened to Dolph Ziggler. He was the Intercontinental Champion.
Who?
Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I forgot about Dolph. Oh, yeah. He lost the championship. And guess of all places, guess where he ended up? In Canada.
At least the belt was recovered. Actually, all the belts were recovered.
So if anyone out there who happens to have it in their possession, please do the right thing and return it. I know it's cool to have it in your possession, but we need this for work, so return it, please.
Absolutely. We are definitely one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Speaking of Women's Tag Team Champions, I don't know if you heard, but the Iconics, now known as the Inspiration, signed with Impact. And they're going to challenge Decay for the Impact Women's Tag Team title that's out for glory. Of course, Deonna Purrazzo will face Mickie James. Christian is also going to be defending his Impact World Title. Of course, Bound for Glory is actually this weekend. I believe it's the 23rd of October. So yeah, Bound for Glory, and let's not forget I'm AEW. They have Full Gear next month. Of course, Kenny Omega will defend the AEW Championship against the number one contender Hangman Adam Page. And I believe that this is his time. I believe Hangman Adam Page will be the guy to beat Omega and take the belt off him. Now, I always said for a while, he was one of those guys that can be one of AEW's breakout talents. And I believe it. He's the guy. He's going to win that. He's going to beat him. Take it
off. Ladies and gentlemen, not this Sunday, but Sunday after next is Halloween. And those of you who are not participating, if you like an alternative, I'm pretty sure there's churches and stuff like that that does like trunk or treat, boo, like these all candy and everything else. So I have a few of them here. I have the World Christian Church in Michigan Road, 4646 North Michigan Road, 3 to 6 p.m. Jesus Night, Eastern Star Church, October 31st, 5 to 7. And I don't know where that is. I'm just gonna put it out there. We have Zion Hope Falls Church, and different places like that. I'm gonna post the website on our Facebook page. In this case, you're not cool Halloween, that's fine. Alternatives. If you are doing Halloween, please be safe. Y'all's parents, please check your kids' candy. Don't eat them, but check it. Because kids, people are crazy nowadays.
You're absolutely right. I just feel
cold
as well.
So check your kids' candy. And if you ain't supposed to be giving out candy, y'all know what I'm talking about. People who are, sex offenders ain't supposed to be eating candy. They have what you call it for them. You don't talk about it, David.
Yeah.
So if you're not supposed to get out candy or give out no candy, stay in your house, be cool. If you are getting out candy, please be safe. And those of you children, please say no to candy corn. Nobody wants your doggone candy corn.
I agree. Plus, need to be extra careful. There's still COVID going around, so.
Yes.
Please be careful.
And say no to candy corn. We don't want your dog with candy corn.
Absolutely. Speaking of Halloween, I do know the network has the best of Halloween habits. So you want to see some memorable matches from the Halloween Havoc shows? That's your go-to place. Of course, I'm gonna highly recommend two matches. One of them would be the Goldberg Diamond Dallas Page match from 1998, and the Nasty Boys versus the Steiner Brothers from 1990.
Oh, that's nice. One of my favorite matches. This is pre WWE, of course. The late great Eddie Guerrero against Rey Mysterio.
You know what? That's another match. That's worth. I forgot about that match. You're absolutely right. That's another match. I highly recommend people to check out. That's from 1997.
That's it.
They battled over the Cruiserweight Championship, and they had a class.
You know, in my opinion, with all due respect to the memory of Eddie Guerrero, as far as WWE is concerned, in my opinion, and according to history, the late, great Ed Guerrero could never be Rey Mysterio. I said it. Yeah, I said it. And look at the history books. Go back and watch all the matches in WWE. Ed Guerrero could never beat Rey Mysterio. Clean.
He only beat Rey once.
Yeah. Sure.
man, those two have some terrific matches together. The matches we had were nothing short of stellar. That Halloween Havoc match was the best match out of all the matches. Don't get me wrong, all their matches were good, but that Halloween Havoc match, the other match, that was the best match.
I miss it, Rey Mysterio jumping from underneath the stage in his entrance. Can't do that no more because he has he had plenty of knee surgeries. He can't do that no more. But I used to love he used to jump from underneath the stage.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He can't do that no more because of his knee surgeries. And I believe his right knee, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he had about 5 or 6 surgeries.
Yeah. And I've been in surgery. Let me tell you something. The recovery part is not fun. Let me tell you.
Well, recovery is never fun. The hard part is just trying to get back and be better than you were before you got hurt.
Definitely. So we like to see much love to Rey Mysterio and the late Gate Guerreros. Also, I just saw something cool. Remember the Godly Googer?
Yeah.
I found out that was Hector Guerrero.
That's true.
All these years, that's Hector Guerrero. And in the A hatch, and him and the Godly Googer and the late great Mean Gene was dancing. The funny thing is, they promoted this A all month long leading up to Survivor Series, and it hatched, and the Godly Googer came out, and nothing. No cheering, no booing, nothing. Nobody cheered, nobody booed, nobody gasped, nobody did nothing. That's dead. That's the worst kind of reaction you can have. I mean, give me some.
The Undertaker thought it was going to be him. He thought he was going to be the Godfather.
He's
like, no, this ain't you.
I mean, give me some. Cheer me, boo me, gas, something.
Yeah, he didn't make a lot of appearances after that. Only made a couple.
Ooh, Lord.
I know Mean Gene hated doing it, but
she
said that years later in an interview.
I'm going off the subject for 1 second. I all day today I've been watching old school Raw. I want to say around 98. And there's one episode where, if you remember, Yamaguchi's son.
Yeah.
And Kayentai. Val Venus was sleeping with his wife. I don't know how the hell we got away with that. He was sleeping with his wife. And Yamaguchi-san came out with this little block and this little piece of meat. I choppy choppy, you're a pee pee. And I'm like, he's not gonna do that. He's not gonna do that. And then they drag him backstage. Some reason, I mean, this is naked. I don't know why, but he's naked. And they're getting ready to choppy choppy his pee pee. And the lights went off at the right time. And guess who saved the freaking day of all people? John Bobby.
Wait a minute, is that even on Raw?
Yeah, it is. 1998. I can't remember the day of the month. It's on there. I want to say, I can't remember the time on it. I gotta go back and watch it. But it's on there. John Bobby on Raw.
I'm not even
going to
comment on that, but yeah, I remember that.
I'm like, wait a minute. I know that dude. Oh, snap, it's John Bobby. But anyway, the point is, go back, all the classic. I'm surprised they didn't edit that part. How we got away with that stuff in the 90s is just amazing.
Well, it was a good time.
It was a whole different time, too, I'll tell you.
Yes, it was. Since then, it's gotten worse.
Oh, man. But you know what?
Well, society has gotten worse.
That's what I love about WWE, because whether you like it or not, everybody, you can't deny deep down, way deep, deep down, you know, WWE is old faithful. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, they're old.
Was watching.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one of the signature opens,
when
before every show,
That's two different openings, but yeah, I get what you're saying, though.
That was a long time ago. Back in the late
80s, early 90s.
That was a good time period, too, by the way.
Well, I'm more of a 90s. I was around from the 90s, but yeah, I got you.
Of course, you can relive all that stuff on this network.
It's supposed to be shut down all together and it's all be on Peacock outside the United States. I don't know when they're going to do that, if they're going to do that, I'm not sure.
No, they didn't feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But man, it's
going to
be an interesting crime show tomorrow afternoon.
Those of you who can, if you can, check it out. Everybody else will see. You guys need to, you can catch on demand on Peacock. Just click on WWE and you're good to go.
Yeah, you can't watch it while it's on. Watch it later on because it will be on early.
Yes, sir. Well, I believe it. Again?
No, I was about to say it's time for me to cut out of here.
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to post, I'm going to post online on our Facebook page where you can, if you're not into Halloween, the alternatives. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and clock out. Thank you very much, Dave, for joining me. We'll see you guys next time on Wrestling Tracks. Have a great night, everybody.